Derpy Hooves. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Derpy Hooves, officially called Muffins, also known as Bubbles and Ditsy Doo, is a fictional character who appears in the fourth incarnation of Hasbro's My Little Pony toy line and media franchise, beginning with My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic from 2010 to 2019. She is voiced by Tabitha St. Germain. Derpy Hooves is depicted as a clumsy but well-meaning anthropomorphic Pegasus with crossed eyes who works as Ponyville's mail carrier and occasionally assists the weather team. Unlike the main characters, Derpy began as a background character whose distinctive crossed-eyed appearance was initially an animation error in the series premiere of Friendship is Magic that fans of 4chan's comic and cartoons board CO noticed and embraced. She was dubbed Derpy Hooves and became a favorite of fans, who collectively developed her personality and backstory through works of fanfiction. She has been the mascot of the Brony fandom, and her appearance in Easter eggs was understood to be a nod to the show's adult fandom. The character gained official show recognition when she received her first speaking role in The Last Roundup, where Rainbow Dash addresses her as Derpy. However, this decision proved controversial, as critics claimed that her portrayal perpetuated ableist stereotypes due to her name, voice, and mannerisms, a controversy colloquently called Derpygate by the Brony fandom. In response to the backlash, Hasbro modified the episode by changing her voice, straightening her eyes, and removing her name from the dialogue. This decision itself generated further controversy within the Brony fandom. Despite the controversy, Derpy continued to appear throughout the series and received official merchandise recognition. Her evolution from background character to fan favorite has been critically analyzed by academics as a symbol of the Brony fandom's influence on the show itself, and is cited as a rare example of a work's participatory culture affecting the work itself, as well as a symbol of social acceptance among male fans of the show who may feel marginalized by mainstream masculine culture. This article contains an info box containing information for the reader. The information box begins with an image of Derpy with the caption, "Derpy Hooves as she appears in Rainbow Falls." First appearance, Friendship is Magic, Part 1, 2010. Created by Lauren Faust. Based on Background Pony from the My Little Pony toy line's fourth incarnation. Voiced by Tabitha St. Germain. In-universe information. Species, Pegasus. Occupation, mail carrier. Affiliation, Ponyville Postal Service and Ponyville Weather Team. Family, Dinky Doo, presumed daughter in fanworks. Section 1, Appearances. Section 1.1, Fourth My Little Pony Incarnation, 2010 to 2021. Subsection 1, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Derpy Hooves first appears in the series premiere as a background Pegasus pony with her eyes accidentally rendered cross-eyed due to an animation error. Fans quickly noticed this distinctive trait and began calling the character Derpy Hooves, a name that was eventually adopted by the show's creators. In the first season, Derpy appears primarily as a background character in crowd scenes and brief cameos. Her association with Muffins is established early in Applebuck's season, where she is seen excitedly mouthing Muffins. During Winter Wrap-Up, she is mentioned by name as Ditsy Doo, described as a feather-brained Pegasus who had flown in the wrong direction while trying to fetch migrating birds back to Ponyville. Her first intentionally animated cross-eyed appearance is in Feeling Pinky Keen, where she accidentally drops objects on Twilight Sparkle in a slapstick sequence. For the second season, Derpy gains scripted character status rather than an arbitrary background pony, and becomes a Where's Waldo-type Easter egg for fans. She receives her first speaking role in The Last Roundup, where Rainbow Dash addresses her by name. The scene shows her characteristic clumsiness as she causes damage to Ponyville's town hall while bouncing on a storm cloud, from which her catchphrase, "I just don't know what went wrong," spawned. This episode was later altered to remove Rainbow Dash saying her name and modified her voice following controversy over the character's betrayal. In later seasons, Derpy's appearances become more sporadic. She has her second major speaking role in the series' 100th episode, Slice of Life, where she shares scenes with Dr. Hooves and accidentally messes up wedding invitations. The credits officially name her as Muffins in this episode. Subsection 2. My Little Pony, the Movie. Derpy Hooves makes a minor appearance during the Storm King's invasion of Canterlot. When Tempest's shadow attempts to turn Twilight Sparkle into an obsidian statue, Derpy accidentally gets caught in the crossfire and is turned to stone instead of Twilight, inadvertently saving her. After the defeat of the Storm King at the film's conclusion, Derpy is restored to normal, along with the other petrified ponies, when the princess's magic is released from the Storm King's staff. Section 2. Equestria Girl's Alternate Version. Derpy's human world counterpart appears as a recurring student at Canterlot High School. Her most notable appearances include during the credits of the first film, My Little Pony Equestria Girls, in which she dances with a muffin, and a brief speaking role in the film My Little Pony Equestria Girls, Legend of Everfree, in which she is named in the credits as Muffins. Section 3. History. Section 3.1. 2010 to 2011. Origin and Early Fan Development. Derpy Hooves originated as an unnamed gray Pegasus in the series premiere of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic in 2010, where a background Pegasus pony was accidentally rendered with crossed eyes. This distinctive trait was first noticed by fans on 4chan's Comics and Cartoons board, also known as Co, on October 25th, 2010, when a user named Dr. Foreigner directed others to go to 1718 into the first episode and look at the ponies in the background. In the same thread, Dr. Foreigner declared, "And so the legend of Derpy Hooves was born," cementing the character's fan-given name. In a March 2011 post on PonyChan, supervising director Jason Thiessen explained that the eyes had been misaligned by some cheeky animator, and Thiessen kept it in both because he found it funny and because Hasbro did not notice it. Following the episode, fans collectively developed the character's identity and backstory through participatory culture. As the character grew in popularity and became an internet celebrity and internet meme, the Brony fandom collectively fleshed out her personality and characteristics. The character's association with Muffins originated from her appearance in Applebuck's season, where she and an aquamarine-colored pony both mouth the word muffin in excitement. Her characterization as a mail carrier was established through early fanfiction. My Little Time Lord by Victorian R. Helsley, published on fanfiction.net on January 30th, 2011, was one of the earliest fan-made stories to pair her with another background character dubbed Dr. Hooves, a character that fandom collectively decided was a ponification of the 10th Doctor. Derpy's misaligned eyes returned in the episode Feeling Pinky Keen, which was broadcast on February 11th, 2011. In the episode, Derpy interacted with the plot for the first time by dropping increasingly heavy objects on Twilight's head in a slapstick sequence. Thiessen confirmed that her crossed eyes in this episode was a direct result of the fan reaction to the original background gag. As part of a charity auction for Japanese earthquake and tsunami relief in March 2011, series creator Lauren Faust offered an original drawing of the character, noting it was the first time I ever drawn this character. The illustration sold for $2,151 on eBay. Section 3.2. 2012. The Last Roundup Controversy. Derpygate. The character received her first speaking role in The Last Roundup, which aired on January 21st, 2012. Writer Amy Keating Rogers changed the character's intended name, Ditzy, to Derpy as a gesture of appreciation towards the show's adult fanbase. At the time, Rogers was unaware of any negative connotation of the word derpy. The episode's broadcast elicited immediate celebration among fans. An Equestria Daily post titled Derpy 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 received 1,428 comments by midnight. However, criticism soon emerged regarding the character's portrayal. Jenna Pittman initiated a petition on Change.org titled Make Amends for Hurtful Ableist Stereotype in My Little Pony. She described the episode as promoting a very hurtful pro-bullying message and compared the character's voice to that slow, loopy, and lispy drawl we have all heard others use as an insult. The petition garnered 136 signatures. In response, several positions in support of Derpy, with Andrew Holt's Hasbro Studios, The Hub, Do Not Change Derpy's Name, ultimately garnered 44,395 signatures. Rogers received approximately 200 positive messages thanking her for the episode and 10 negative messages calling her an ableist. Nevertheless, upon researching the word derpy further, Rogers discovered it could also mean retarded, which distressed her as the mother of a disabled child and a disability rights advocate. Hasbro and The Hub considered four options: to take no action, to remove Rainbow Dash saying derpy but retain Derpy's voice, to remove the name and modify the voice, or to change the name in a future episode. The episode was removed from iTunes on January 30th, 2012. On February 24th, 2012, a modified version was released with the character's voice re-recorded in a higher pitch, her eyes straightened, and Rainbow Dash no longer addressing her by name. According to Cheryl O'Connelly, the author of Ponyville Confidential, quote, "If only one out of every four people who identified as a brony decided to take the 3 minutes out of their day to sign Holt's petition during the several weeks it was open, that would mean there were approximately 117,580 bronies in early 2012. If only one out of 10 girls under the age of 10 in the United States liked My Little Pony enough to convince their parents to shell out $5 at Walgreens for a doll, that would still be 1,982,600 little girls. In that respect, the original inclusion of Derpy in the episode can be viewed as pandering to the minority, as Mystic put it, since the bronies who were upset by no means constituted a majority of My Little Pony fans in 2012. At best they were, to use Shine's description of the opposition, a very loud minority. The controversy was a major source of backlash within the brony fandom, and the incident was subsequently dubbed Derpygate. Community artist Yamino, who had experienced criticism of the character's portrayal, received death threats for her negative opinion on the character. Section 3.3, 2012 to present, later official appearances and recognition. Despite the controversy, Hasbro selected Derpy as the 2012 San Diego Comic-Con Special Edition Pony, making her the first Generation 4 character to receive this honor, and the My Little Pony Fair in 2012. The toy was packaged without a name, but featured muffin illustrations. In official merchandise and credits, the character has been consistently referred to as Muffins rather than Derpy, including in Build-A-Bear products and other licensed items. The character continued to appear in background roles throughout subsequent seasons. Supervising director Jim Miller noted that the production team avoided hiding that certain pony in any episodes before her return to Rainbow Falls to maintain surprise. Her most significant later appearance came in Slice of Life, the series' 100th episode. According to writer M.A. Larson, the episode originally planned to focus on Twilight Sparkle, but was reconceived to celebrate the background characters and the fan community. In 2012, We Love Fine released a Ditzy Doo hoodie emblazoned with her crossed eyes. In 2013, Hot Topic released a Derpy Who's mini messenger bag. Section 4. Reception. Within the Brony fandom, Derpy Hooves has become one of the most beloved and celebrated background characters of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. Fanworks featuring Derpy expanded well beyond simple discussions, inspiring fanfiction and fan art. Retailers like Hot Topic sold Derpy-themed clothing, and companies like Funko produced collectible figurines featuring the cross-eyed Pegasus. In a February 2021 article, Lifehacker writer Megan Wahlberg wrote that children were using Derpy as slang meaning silly, goofy, or stupid, and raised concerns about the term's potentially offensive connotations. Wahlberg reiterated the Daily Mail in that the word derp was an explicit word used to mock the disabled, and characterized it as this generation's equivalent of retarded. Wahlberg wrote that while children may not intend to be ableist when using this term, parents should discuss why it could be offensive to people with disabilities. Kaylin Slinitsky, writing in Comic Book Resources, ranked Derpy Hooves as the character with the fourth cutest name in Friendship is Magic. Section 5. Analysis. The Brony fandom has been recognized for effectively bringing Derpy Hooves to life through collectible creativity as an example of participatory culture. The creators of the show have since recognized Derpy as the fandom's mascot and included her in Easter eggs throughout the show. The showrunner's decision to create a tribute to the fandom in the form of an episode, which features Derpy as the main character, has been described as a radical decision. The incorporation of Derpy in the official show has been analyzed as a symbol of acceptance for bronies, with some scholars suggesting that the character's outsider status resonates with adult male fans who may feel marginalized by mainstream masculine culture. According to Ewan Kirkland, Derpy's evolution and rise in prominence among the fandom demonstrates how the brony fandom influenced the show itself, creating a feedback loop where producers acknowledge and incorporate fan preferences to strengthen audience engagement. In his 2013 article, The Ballad of Derpy Hooves, professor of media studies at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Christopher Bell, argued, "Fans have certainly influenced the production of popular culture. However, in the annals of fan creation history, there is little indication that fan producers have ever incorporated fan work into a canonical property the size and official scale of My Little Pony. My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic stands alone in this new frontier of fan-producer interaction." Section 6. In Popular Culture. Derpy was among the first character voices implemented in 15AI, a text-to-speech web application that allows users to generate speech of fictional characters. Derpy appears as a plush at the store in the 2014 game Octodad: Dadliest Catch. In the 2011 sandbox game Minecraft, one of the random messages that appears in the top of each crash report is the sentence, "I just don't know what went wrong," a reference to Derpy's quote from the last roundup. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License. This audio file was recorded on July 28, 2026.